quick stories involving all three kids. I don't know if any of these stories will be funny or interesting, but I have three stories. I actually don't even know what the stories will be for each kid, but I know some of them. We'll start with one that I definitely know what story I'm telling.
Your Daily Lex.
Since before he was 14, Liam has announced that he wants a job, specifically that he wants to work at Rock Shop, the place where he does rock bands and takes various music lessons. I'm in a band there as well. And, you know, the law, I guess, in Jersey is that you can get a job like that if you are 14 or older. You know, I had mentioned this to James, who runs Rock Shop, and he's like, yeah, of course there's a job for Liam. So once Liam was 14, which happened last month, he was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm like, well, you got to talk to James. He's like, why don't you talk to James? And I was like, no, you got to talk to James. And one day when I saw James and I wasn't there with Liam, I mentioned that I'd been having these conversations and that I wasn't going to have the official conversation on Liam's behalf, that I told Liam he had to have it. And James, of course, agreed. He's like, yeah, no, he should come talk to me about it. So a couple days ago, we're there and at Rock Shop, Liam's finishing a band session with another guy running it, Mikey. And afterwards, I'm like, hey, James is here. Do you want to talk to him? He's like, okay. And I'm like, okay, great. I'll see if I can get his attention for you. And Liam's like, what do I say? And I kind of love nervous Liam because it was very sweet. I'm like, well, what's the point? It's like, I want to work here. I'm like, well, okay, do you think you should go up to him and say, I want to work here? He's like, no, that's why I'm asking you, what should I say? I'm like, well, I think the key points are you're 14 now. You like it here. You'd love to work here. Is there work that you could get here? Could you get a job here? He's like, okay. So like, hey, James, now that I'm 14, I was wondering if I could get a job here. I'm like, that sounds great. Say that to him. So James comes up and can see Liam's nervous, and Liam knows this guy pretty well. Liam's nervous around strangers for sure, but like, he knows James. He's done a lot of music with James over a lot of years, but he still is nervous, but he does it. He bites the bullet. He's like, James, now I'm 14, can I work here? He's like, yeah, of course. I love that. And he's talking about different things he could do. And it's like, why don't we get some paper here? Why don't you write a resume and, you know, include your job history and your strengths and your weaknesses. And Liam's like, weaknesses? And James and another employee were like, yeah, like fear of spiders or something. And we laughed. So we're home that night working on Liam's resume. And, you know, his job history consists of once getting paid to be a piano player. And we're thinking about what we should list in various fields. And one of them, you know, there's just like a subhead under his name. And I'm the one typing while he talks to me. And before he can say anything, I'm like, rock god, talented multi-instrumentalist. And Liam's like, add not afraid of spiders. And I thought that was pretty funny. So his subhead also says not afraid of spiders. And that made me laugh. Anyway, that's my Liam story. Here's my Ani story. Ani and Sierra both have half days all this week, and Ani texted from school, can I go see a movie after school? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. You're free. Do it. I asked what they were going to go see, and Ani's like, I actually don't remember the name of the movie. And then I get the name, and I look it up, and I'm like, oh, rated R with violence and sex scenes and profanity. Have fun. And Ani texts back, I'm an adult. And I'm like, yeah, I am too. The movie, for those curious, is Mickey 17 from the guy who made Parasite. And then here's the Sierra story. Full disclosure, it's been hours since I spoke the last sentence you just heard, even though you just heard it immediately preceding this one. Hours, I say. But so here's just a story of things I love about Sierra, which is this. We all auditioned for that fiddler, Lauren and Sierra, and I. You can evaluate my grammar on your own time. But so, as I've discussed on this show multiple times, just not sure about that fiddler. But to her credit, Sierra, who wanted to play the role of Chava, a role she played at a bigger theater that we know only does great shows. Although she wanted that role, she was cast as the fiddler, a basically silent role where she does a lot of dancing and a lot of kind of miming and emotion. And she is a core aspect of the show. It's not the part she wanted where she gets to really show off her incredible singing and acting talents the same way. But she didn't care because she's like, it's a show. Let's do it. We get to do it together. And I just kind of love about her and am taking inspiration from her. Even after the first rehearsal, I was like, Sierra, if we're going to leave the show, this is our chance to do that. So you saw how that rehearsal went, which kind of validated some of my bigger fears/concerns about the whole process. And she's like, it is what it is. Let's do it. And so we're doing it. And I think it speaks well to her character. So as you may be able to tell, I'm a pretty big fan of my kids and of yours, although you're not my kid. Goodbye.
Lex.